Blog Talk Radio.
I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Yahweh, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh henceforth forever and forever and ever. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Tree. That's Psalm 119, Section A. Psalm 119, Section A. Hallelujah, my brothers and my sisters. Yes, it is a pleasure. It gives me a great deal of pleasure and honor, hallelujah, and all humbleness to come before you and yours to bring you another episode in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers, my sisters, and to the nations that are what? That are interested, and those who what? Who have sought the word of the Most High Yah, because his words are forever, forever and forever. How long is forever? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to continue in tonight on this brother bringing us information that has been hidden and been right in front of our faces, but we just didn't know. I mean, hey, you can have something in your face, right in front of your face, and still not be cognizant of what's around you. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, we're continuing in on these things called Christian Black Codes. Yes, Christian now, Black Codes. If you didn't hear part one where we started up here on the M-Day, go back and listen to those archives, because I tell you, my beloved brothers and sisters, we are living in the day and time where things are coming out now. See, we're not doing this to scare you or to frighten you, because why? We have already read what the outcome of these things are going to be. The Most High Yah is going to give us an expected end to what? To all of our troubles, to all of our tribulations, to all the things that we have that we've been through, yes, all of our troubles, tribulation, the things that we've endured, the things that what, that's been forced upon us, the Most High Yah is going to give us an expected end to all of those things, because all of our troubles, that is the children of Israel, troubles shall soon be over with. Soon we will be done with the troubles of this world. Yes, my brother's going to bring us more enlightenment here on these Christian Black Codes. All these what, codes of ethics, as they call it, instituted by the oppressors. All of these things that are put in place to do what? For our detriment. Put in place for our detriment, not for our betterment, not for our uplifting, only for our oppression. It was already set in place before we arrived here. So all they need to do is just bring us here, and hey, the wickedness is automatically activated. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, but don't worry. We're just making you aware of things around you. This is why from time to time you will hear me play, you know, audio bites from other segments and other programs and, you know, and platforms that are out there. Yes, because this is what we are. We are. This is what I am, rather. We are the Knowledge Suite. Hallelujah. Who's the we? Me, myself, and I. Hallelujah. That is in terms of this. But the Most High Yah is above all. Hallelujah. The Most High Yah is the inspiration. hallelujah, that moves upon the hearts of the righteous. He is the one who causes, hallelujah, the sons of men to do things, certain things in his behalf, and he even what? He even causes the wicked to do what they do. Hallelujah. But he gives them free choice to be wicked. See, they didn't have to go this far with it. You know, that's why he saves just a little displeased. But the wicked have what? Have helped further the affliction. They went too far, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and people of the nations. So now, without further ado, hallelujah, we're going to continue in now on Christian Black Codes, more things that you probably didn't know about. I'm Yeremi Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. We will return momentarily, probably around maybe about 7-8 minutes from the end of the show. Hallelujah. So they at least give you that privilege. You see what I mean? They allow you to choose who you marry, but you still have to go down to the surrogate court and get permission from Chebaneskiwaski or Jonas L. Brockman Bauer, you know, or whatever person you can think of that's not us, somebody that's foreign to you, somebody that looks like the people that actually held you in captivity. Not to say that they did, that particular person's family, but even still, you're still following the same process. You got to do the same thing. You have to have a written permission to get married. And it's saying it right here. That's still being practiced. How many of y'all done went down to the courthouse to get that license to get married? You know what I mean? How many people you know that went down there to get that marriage license, that permission? It's Christian Black Codes. All right. Article 9, it says, an act that children born from the marriages of slaves shall belong to the master of the mother. That's the state. That's the state today. The master of the mother is the state. That's what it is. So, and a lot of times they send you out, all the time they send you out with your children, you know what I mean? And you think that they're theirs, they're your children, you got sole control over them. But then one of these days they just come in and kick your door waving the fo-fo and they snatch your babies from you. And you have no real recourse at all, but they keep you wrapped up in court and then they end up snatching your babies. That's because the owner of the children through the birth certificate is the state. That's what it is. Through the birth certificate, the real owner of the children is not the parents. The children, the parents hold, no, they just possessively hold them. But the children belong to the state. Christian Black Codes all day. And like I said, I'll say again, these codes came up out of the church. All right, Article 10. Enacts that if the husband be a slave and the wife a free woman, the children shall be free like their mother. If the husband be free and the wife a slave, the children shall be slaves. So basically that right there has... that's kind of become customary in law now. So now wherever the mother goes, usually the children go. You know, in older times, and I know a lot of people try to say that's the practicing of the patriarchy, but in older times, from what I could see, the father had control over where the children went. He can kick the mother on her ear, kick her out on her ear if she violated, and keep the children. You know what I mean? So this is customary in law now. So that's why you see them where the mother always have more rights than the fathers now, because that is the practice of the Christian Black Codes. And you know what? I don't even want to say they should have more rights. They should actually be equal. But anybody who's dealt with a custody issue in court or anything like that, dealing with the mother of the child, you can always see that it's lopsided. Always see that it's lopsided. All right. We ain't even really got into the meat of it yet. This is the whole thing. Article 11, orders that masters shall have baptized slaves buried in consecrated grounds, those who die without being baptized to be buried at night in a neighboring field. So that's just basically saying if you wasn't baptized under the name and the blood of baby Jesus in the manger, they're going to bury you somewhere in a considered less than piece of ground that is not consecrated whatsoever at all. That's what they're saying. Article 12, forbid slaves to carry, now this is still happening right here, forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons or heavy sticks under penalty of the whip and confiscation of the weapons in favor of the person seizing them. Slaves that are sent hunting by their masters and carry notes or known marks are accepted. That's the license again. That's the license again. Where do you think this licensing stuff comes from? That comes from Christianity. Enslavement. You know what? Hey, folks can get mad if they want, but that's the truth. And you see who they deal with like that when it comes to the weapons. Right now, you see they have Europeans, so-called white people. When you watch them on the internet, they're damn near walking down the street with a tank on their back. Police don't even bother them. And when they do, they talking all crazy to the police, and the police has to kick rocks like Flintstone and Barney on a lunch break and go on about their business. But when it's one of us, assuming that we're exercising that same right, even though it's not a right for so-called black people, assuming that we're exercising that same right, I've been seeing people on the internet get arrested walking down the street with a AK-47, you know, AR-15, with it on their back, you know what I mean, with the strap on it, you know what I mean? Nothing is happening. They get arrested. They're not causing nothing. They're just walking down the street demonstrating the Second Amendment. And what happened? They get arrested. They get charges. They get time. They get in parole or probation for carrying a firearm when each and every state has an open carry law. As long as you're carrying the firearm openly, if you are not licensed, you can carry it. Okay? But so that's the Christian black codes right there. Look how they deal with us when we carry in firearms and we're dealing with constitutionally. Right, we're dealing with it constitutionally, and then they still cause injury on us somehow. They throw us in prison somehow. Somehow we violated some law. What happened to the brother that got shot in the car? He even had a license to carry a firearm. Right, told them he had a license to carry his firearm. Went to get his ID. When they told him to get his identification, he reached for it and they shot him dead. That's the Christian black code, and I'm going to show you when I get to that. I'm going to show you when I get down further. See, y'all think they plan. They're not playing. They want to keep you docile with this Christianity and this so-called white Jesus and loving everybody and everything, and you can see there ain't no love for you. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying not to be a loving person, but what I'm saying is we have to be more open-minded and start utilizing these five senses and start paying attention and seeing that this black stuff is not working, okay? It's not working. They have plans implemented. Like I said, I haven't even got into the alkalinity of this yet. Some would say the meat. I haven't gotten into the alkalinity of this yet. Okay? There's plans against you. There's plans against people who are in the status of black, African American, Negro, colored, minority, so-called Hispanic, Latino. They have plans for you. They have codes for you that are separate from human rights. That's what I need people to understand. You know what I mean? Or comprehend, I'm sorry. You have to comprehend that. And again, you have to really look at yourself like literally, like you, I'm sure you were a very bright child in Head Start in kindergarten or first grade. You know that you only had one damn black crayon, one black marker, one black color pencil in your box. And it didn't come in a bunch of shades and colors. There is no light black, no middle black, no red black, no blue black. There is nothing. There's nothing like that. Your people come in many shades. So you have to stop playing this black game, this fraud. You are taking part in the fraud. Black male shot down. What are y'all not getting? They are not shooting people who are not color, who are not colors. People who have nationalities, this is not happening to them. This is not happening to them because they know that they have to deal with international law if you are out here killing nationals, specifically aboriginals. And our people need to proclaim their nationality. It's as simple as that. Don't sit here and talk about all this, and you know you done said it. I know you done said it. You know you done said it. I got Indian in my family. We Cherokee and Blackfoot. Okay, then. Stop talking about Africa, because no nation in Africa is even dealing with you right now. Ghana only wants your so-called black ass over there for monetary and commercial purposes. You spend good money. You spend $1 trillion a year. So if they can fool 10% of y'all to bring your ass over to Ghana because you think that you're an African from Africa, okay, why not fool your ass to come over there to Ghana and knowing that you will shit? We got 10% of the people that spend $1 trillion a year. They're liquid money. Let's tell them they're Ghana and we love them. Let's call them brothers and sisters and let's give them some dashikis and some damn shea butter and some cocoa butter and some African beads and some statues of Ra and Himhotep and some Egyptian Metuneter books and let's get them on over here. And y'all going to jump right on it all day. That's right. I'm going to Ghana. I'm going to the homeland. Yeah, right. You're just good money. That's all you are. African-American, so-called black people, spend $1 trillion a year and own nothing. Nada. It's not a black mall. There's not an African-American Walmart. It's not an African-American Nike shoe. There's not an African-American Burger King. Nothing like that. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. And then got the nerve to get mad. And it's sad. It really is. I do not like what is going on with us. But it's kind of ass backwards when we sit here and we tell these people we are savages. I mean, I literally go to your dictionary, in the oldest dictionary that you can find, and literally look at the word black and look at the definition. You got to take everything that comes with that. You got to take everything that comes with that. Everything. He said the Guyana black holes. Hey, I didn't even know Guyana got black holes, but you know what? It would make sense, though. It would make sense. It definitely would make sense. But with this whole black stuff, you have to take every definition that comes with it. Soiled, evil, disdain, wicked, death, sullen, depressed. It's outright, unconscious. Like, you got to take all of that. There's nothing positive about the word black. When you are telling the world that you are black, you are telling them that you are evil, wicked people. So when you do that, and then you got these other colonizers here who has a media base, a media machine behind them, and he exhibits and displays you like that on his media base, you're fitting right in. You're fitting right in, period. These people across the world know who you are. They know you have a flag and a constitution and an ancestral estate and a national domicile. They know you have all of that. They know you have customs and laws. They know that, okay? And there's no way that you can be attached to anything that's disdainful if you are representing yourselves to be who you are, which is what your foremothers and forefathers were. Okay, and just African was not that. Okay, you just can't have the African continent, y'all. I'm serious. You just can't have the African continent and not have a country that you represent, which is where the nation is at. You know, like me today, me and my daughter walking down the street, I'm like, what country do you domicile in? She's like, Ohio. Exactly, the Republic. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people do not comprehend that. Even, and that's how dumbed down that they have us down. They don't, a lot of us don't comprehend that the state that we domicile in is a country. It's a republic. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't comprehend that. You know, they hear state and country like a state is a country? Like, yes. California, the republic, is a country. Texas, the republic, is a country. Ohio, the republic, is a country. New York, the republic, is a country. Alabama, the republic, is a country. New Mexico, the republic, is a country. Yes, indeed. Don't they have a flag? Don't they have a constitution of their own? Don't they have laws of their own? Isn't the law in Ohio somewhat different from the law in Michigan? Ain't the law in Michigan somewhat different from the law in Indiana? You see? All right. So let me go on before I get too far off, y'all. Forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons. So we got that. Okay, so Article 13. Forbid slaves belonging to different masters to assemble. Now check this out. Because you see this, every time we get together, they make a mountain out of a mole's hill with lava coming out the top. Watch this. This is crazy. This is Kristen Black holds. It says, forbid slaves belonging to different masters to assemble in crowds. Okay, and those different masters, just so y'all know, Jones, Johnson, William Smith, Riley, Simmons, Hammerstein, Gorbachev, whatever European so-called white people you name it, those are the different masters. And when we're gathered together, that's what it's talking about, when we're gathered together as black people. Let's start this again. Forbid slaves, that slaves is code for so-called minorities, black people, Negro, colored, African-American, forbid slaves belonging to different masters to assemble crowds by day or by night under pretext of weddings. Damn, Sean Bell, didn't that dude get shot? Didn't Sean Bell get shot at his wedding? Ain't that what happened? Look at that. Forbid slaves to gather. And what happened? Did any police go down when Sean Bell got killed with them 50 shots? No, why? These Christian black codes right here, that's why. Because they were enforcing the Christian black codes, that's why. And those black people, those so-called black people, was in violation of Article 13 of the Black Code, 13. And don't you know it's a number for death and rebirth? He was in violation. Sean Bell and his whole crew, they was in violation of Article 13 because they were slaves and they were gathered for under the pretext of a wedding. Let's start that over. And forbids slaves, i.e. minorities, belonging to different masters to assemble in crowds by day or by night under pretext of weddings or other causes, either at one of their masters or elsewhere, and still less on the highways or secluded places under penalty of corporal punishment, which shall not be less than the whip and the fleur de lis. I know what the fleur de lis is, but I don't know what torture tool that is. I'm going to have to look that up. And in the case of repetition of the offense and other aggravating circumstances, capital punishment may be applied at the discretion of the judges. It also commands all subjects of the king, whether officers or not, to seize arrest the offenders and conduct them to prison, although there be no judgment against them. Ooh, Black Lives Matter. And all them brothers and sisters that was at the Donald Trump rallies, what was they doing? They were aggravating those people. Ooh, and some of them went to jail without even being guilty of a crime, just being there, just talking, just allegedly exercising their First Amendment right. What's good with you, Brandon? Allegedly exercising the First Amendment right, but what happened to them? They still went to jail. What happened down in Ferguson when the people was gathering? When they were lying on the media and there were actually peaceful gatherings going on, people were still going to jail without any crimes being committed. Say it right here, Christian Black Codes.
Yeah, all right, my beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to pick up on the rest of that at another date and time. Hallelujah, I'll let you know. But this is very, very interesting to know that we have had so many things against us that we just didn't know about, my beloved brothers and sisters. I tell you, the Christian black codes, they're called, a set of rules and regulations that are set in place in each state. Each state, and like the brother broke it down, the states, see, that's another way they tricked us. The states are really considered countries. You know, they'll fool you and I and throw us off by saying my country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, they are the United Countries. But they call them the United States. Each state, notice, every state has a what? Has a border. Yes, they do. Every state have their own rules and regulations. They have their own state laws. Laws here in Georgia may be different from the laws in Kentucky. As a matter of fact, they are different from the laws of Kentucky or in Oregon or in Iowa or California. You name it. Hallelujah. You notice when you cross each state line, you're under a whole different set of codes, mainly Christian black codes, and laws that have been put in place that are still operating today, excuse me, that you and I don't know anything about. Hallelujah. Because why? Those things were kept from us. But now, we are living in the dispensation of time where things are being revealed. This is by the might. This is by the power of the Most High Yah that these things are coming out.
Hallelujah. As you can see, we did a lot of things. Our ancestors and their disobedience to the Creator caused a lot of things to come upon us, their children, their offspring. But don't worry. Yah has a remedy for all of this because Yah has already shown us in His Word. We've already seen the end from the beginning. That's right. Our book also reveals the future. It not only reveals what? Our antiquity, not our history. We don't deal with His story, okay? Things in our past. I prefer to use the word antiquity. Antiquity, okay? Things of old, okay? Hallelujah. Things that are gone, things that are past. It deals with our present. And it also, hallelujah, prophesies our tremendous future. And I did say our. I'm talking about the whole house of Israel. The whole house of Israel. All 12 tribes, okay? Not no little splinter groups. All 12 tribes. Hallelujah. And to you, holier than thou's, Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. There is none that doeth good. Yahweh looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek Elohim. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon Yahweh because they have what? The Christian black codes in place. And all these and so-called Jim Crow laws, you name it, they'll claim it. You name it, they'll claim it. They have everything against Yah's people, against us, His children. But you know, you better believe Yah is going to answer them. Hallelujah. Verse 5, they were in great fear. For Elohim is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor because Yahweh is his refuge. Hallelujah. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. Look at that. Oh, that the salvation, that is the preservation, the what? The preserving of one's soul alive is what salvation means. It means to be preserved from destruction, my beloved brothers and sisters. It doesn't mean you go to some church and you fall back with your eyes rolling your head and you foam at the mouth and all this mess right here. That is not salvation, and that is not being saved. The only way you're going to proclaim salvation and proclaim to be saved is that your soul is saved alive from destruction, and much of it is coming. Think about the people that perished in the storm in the so-called, they have the nerve to name storm now, so-called Matthew, as they call it. Look, the ones who what? Who did not escape destruction perished. So they were not saved from the destruction of the whirling wind. Look at that. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When Yahweh bringeth back the captivity of his people, Yaakov shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. You better believe we're going to be glad. I know I am. I can't speak for everybody. Hallelujah. I cannot speak for everybody. Hallelujah. Just moving on to Psalm 15 here, and we're going to close it out and conclude here. In just a few minutes, and then about a minute. Verse 15, Psalm 15, verse 1. Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who? Very important question. Who shall dwell in thy Kodesh Hill? Kodesh Hill. I don't say H-O-L-Y because, again, that is what? That is a pagan deity. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. Look at this now. Who speaketh the truth in his heart? Those of y'all that meditate upon the truth, that speaketh the truth. What is the truth? The truth is Yah's word. Hallelujah. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. Oh, how many of y'all so-called Hebrew congregants do this? How many of you get behind each other back and talk about each other, the different congregations that you all call yourselves, okay? Period. People, period. Sitting this right here. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, that's gonna get a lot of you right now. Nor do evil to his neighbor, that's gonna get a lot of you. Okay? Nor taking up a reproach against his neighbor, that's gonna get a lot of you, my beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. It is time to stop playing. In whose eyes a vile person is contempt. But he honoreth them that fear Yahweh, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. My beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to pick up again on this. We're going to pick up again on this next week and continue this throughout. But don't forget, court is now in recess, and it will resume shortly in the case against J.E.S.U.S. and his New Testament, the New Testament. Yes. I'm Yeremy Albin Yisrael. It's been a pleasure. It's been a blessing. May Yah bless you and yours. Until we meet again, shalom, shalom, shalom.